Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. John Ledoux, the co-founder of Headshots.com, which offers a simple way to get great headshots remotely with a personal touch. You got to love it. And Mr. Ledoux, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me on board, Eric.
Now, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you in all regards today. So let's start with the obvious question, if you don't mind. You recently changed the name of your company from Heroic Headshots to Headshots.com. What was the rationale behind that change? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we started this company a couple of years ago, I think we were looking to get real creative, and we couldn't anticipate the growth that came ahead, especially this year. And I think for us, it just had a lot to do with meeting where the market thought we were. We've grown significantly in the last year, and our customers expected a lot of us. And we felt like moving from Heroic Headshots to Headshots.com really positioned us in the marketplace as the de facto leader, which we are today. And our customers expected that. So we make it a little bit easier for folks to find us. In marketing speak, brand awareness, if you will.
Well, that certainly is exciting to hear how quick you've grown. That is quite impressive as well. Now, a quick Google search actually shows a number of other companies offering corporate and individual headshots done remotely like yourself. What would you say separates you from the competitor?
Yeah, great question. So just a quick bit of background on what we do. You know, a typical company might go into a holiday season or any season where they might need professional headshots done, and they're out there, you know, searching for photographers and looking for a way to get a photographer either into the office, or if they have remote teams, trying to coordinate those folks going into a photographer. And we solve that challenge by making it really easy for folks to take that photo using their high quality cell phone, and we turn that into a professional looking photo. And so thinking about it from that perspective, there are two things that we do that really position us well in the market. The first is, you know, when companies are looking for a regular photographer, those photographers just don't have the ability to scale the way that we do, especially globally. So we work with companies all over the world, and we make it super easy for those companies to get very consistent professional headshots across the entire organization. And just a one-man photographer shop, you know, based out of Dallas or LA or something like that, just doesn't have the ability to do that at scale. On the other side, you'll see competitors in the software space. And those competitors usually came from like a photo booth rental company. And you go into a wedding or a corporate event, you pop into a little booth wearing a little tchotchkes, and it takes a photo and swaps out the background and the whole nine. And if you really think about where software comes from, it's designed to replace a human being. And the challenge with that is when the company sells you software, you kind of have to be the one to manage it yourself. And you have to know what a professional photo is supposed to look like. And to be perfectly honest with you, the kind of folks that purchase our service are really, you know, they're in the HR space, they're in the employee development space, they're, you know, traditional industries like law firms and healthcare and consulting services and really customer facing industries. And they don't want another piece of software. They actually want you to do it for them. And so we fit really nice and neatly between being able to scale like a software company can, but providing that personal touch that a professional photographer who's interfacing directly with your employees might be able to do.
Now, I've got to hear your take on this. Why are professional headshots still important? Can't people just take a cell phone photo? Again, looking forward to hearing your response to that.
You know, that's a really great question. You know, people for millennia have been taking headshots, whether it was the pharaohs being carved on the inside of the pyramids or, you know, today where, you know, you want everybody to be represented in your company. And my business, my traditional background is not in the photography space. I'm a marketing guy by trade. I studied marketing at Berkeley. I'm in the business of taking companies to market. My co-founder has been a photographer for the last 12 years, based out of DC, doing high profile corporate and political work. And when he came to me with this idea a couple of years ago, I was like scratching my head, like, really, professional headshots, really that important? I've taken over in the last year and a half, I've taken over 400 calls with prospects and customers. And we don't take a call with every single customer, but it has become abundantly clear to me that if you're in the business of servicing customers, if you're in like a professional services business, or if you are in the customer service industry, like a law firm, like a consulting company, then it is paramount to putting a face to the name. And I think the old adage is they say dress for the part. And the same thing goes, you know, if you're a healthcare company and you're going to put a doctor in front of a patient and you're going to be doing it via telemedicine, for example, that patient's going to want to know what you look like. It helps build trust. It helps build credibility. And regardless of what you see in the market today around, you know, AI and machines replacing humans, both in the digital and in the physical space, there are just some industries that do not replace that. A customer-facing industry like a law firm is never going to be able to replace themselves in that same way. So, you know, building the credibility, building the trust with a professional image, it doesn't have to mean you look stiff. It doesn't mean you have to look ultra conservative. You know, it could be something fun about your personality, but having something consistent from your org, you know, putting my marketing hat on, looking at organizations that want to have brand consistency, that sort of thing. There is a brand element to that as well. So when you combine that brand element with that desire to create some credibility and some trust, professional headshots, especially in a remote environment, really are invaluable.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you on that, and I really do appreciate your feedback on that question as well. Today, we're speaking with John Ledoux, the co-founder of Headshots.com, which offers a simple way to get great headshots remotely with a personal touch here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, can you name some of the end-user markets that have the most need for a service like yours?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I joined as co-founder, you know, I come just a little bit about my background. I come from the startup marketing world in the San Francisco Bay Area. So a lot of software companies, a lot of tech. And when my co-founder had reached out to me and said, hey, you want to join and help us get to market here, I never thought for a second that our market would be what it is. And you know, that's a total testament to what the importance is of taking calls with your actual customers. And I've been really, really focused on doing that. I've taken over 400 calls in the last year and a half. And what has become abundantly clear is actually the startup scene is not what signs up for headshots with us. It's really industries that are looking to build credibility with their customers. Generally speaking, customer-facing industries, professional service industries mostly. And it's not because they're traditional and it's not because they're conservative. It really doesn't have anything to do with a look, because we can create any kind of look that a company wants. It has more to do with what their customers expect of them and the ability to put a face to the name. So one of the things I mentioned on the last answer to the question that you had before was that industries that really look to build trust, this is healthcare, law firms, consulting, government, education, real estate, financial services, these kinds of industries that tend to be very customer facing, they're the ones that want a headshot. And to be perfectly honest with you, even for the companies that don't fall in that industry, we find that the kind of folks that are reaching out to us are still in that human resources type space. They're human resources, their employee development, their workforce development, their talent development, their marketing teams that are trying to put their agents or consultants or attorneys out in front of their market, whether it's via the website or their marketing collateral, they find it really important to have not only a professional image that people will look at and say, this person takes their job seriously and they're going to take the work that they do with me seriously, but the consistency across the board. And that bubbles up to the perception that the potential customer has of their organization as a whole.
An excellent response right there, and that certainly does clear up a lot as well. Now, in reading over your website, you seem to put a great deal of stock in your personal touch, if you will. Why is that so important to the process?
Yeah, so given the kind of industries we work with, as I mentioned, they tend to be very customer-centric, and they tend to be, you know, those professional services type industries, right? So as I mentioned before, financial services, law, education, healthcare, that sort of thing. And those companies value that human-to-human interaction. Software companies, on the other hand, are in the business of scaling human beings out of the process, right? Just by the very definition of what software companies do, they're trying to replace something a human being was doing before, to some extent, and doing that completely at scale. And companies that tend to be very customer-centric recognize the importance of a human being playing a role. And for us, it is the reason why we've grown so fast. And that comes into play in a couple of different ways. So a human being in our business touches the workflow at every single stage. So from the point that an individual submits their headshot to us for editing, we look at it to make sure we can work with it. The next stage is an editor looks at it and makes an adjustment to the headshot to make it look like it was studio quality. The next individual involved is the final production QA. In the instance that either somebody wants additional retouching, wants to take a retake, or has some questions, we have a support team ready to interface with that individual. And the kind of companies that we work with expect that personal touch. And it's the reason we're able to do this at scale. So, you know, one huge juxtaposition between the way we do things and the way our software-based competitors do things is the software-based competitors have no ability to create consistency across an organization. So whether you have 50, 100, 1,000, 10,000 individuals that are taking headshots, software has no way of knowing the difference in between people and their skin tones and what they want to look like, and the ability to remove glare from somebody's glasses, right? People wear glasses, retouching on somebody's face to remove blemishes, and then creating that consistent look, whether they're added today or in 10 months from now. My team, on the other hand, human beings looking at it, especially through the production process at three different touch points, they have the ability to say, hey, this doesn't actually match the team altogether. How do we make the either editing adjustments or reach back out to the team for a potential retake? The goal for us is that the company and the individuals who've brought us on to help them out, they look at the headshots, whether it's one at a time or everybody on an About Us page or features page or something like that, and they say, it looks like everybody stepped in the same studio, same place, same time. So adding that human element was really important to us. And then sort of a tertiary benefit of that is we continue to employ people, which we think is really important. We understand we're in an industry that is disrupting the traditional flow of things. Photographers in the past have always been the de facto standard for doing headshots, whether it's individuals or companies. We want to continue to employ those folks. So we employ them on the editing side of our company. So we're constantly hiring editors and consulting with photographers. We don't want to be in the business of putting human beings out of a job. That's not what we're here to do. And we feel like those two pieces of our business really complement the final product, which is a total testament as to why we've grown so fast.
Mr. Ledoux, can't thank you enough for joining us here today. I think it's awesome what you offer through headshots.com. It's such a need in the space as well. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to leave us with as we conclude today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, as I mentioned, when I joined this company, when I started as co-founder, I never expected to see the kind of companies that we work with come through the door. And we work with companies like Uber, Zillow, Capital One, PwC, American Express, Kaiser Permanente, and hundreds of other healthcare law firm and consulting companies. And I think based on all of those conversations, I would say, if you're a company that's in the professional services industry, if you're a company that cares what your customers and your clients think of you, if you're interfacing directly with your customers on a human-to-human interaction, I can't think of many things more important than representing your best self in the form of an image, whether it's a headshot and you're doing it with headshots.com, or if it's an introduction to yourself in a professional way that's going to build the kind of trust and credibility that your customers are going to expect out of you and the kind of service that you provide.
Mr. Ledoux, thanks for those final words and comments. Much appreciated. And again, for your visit with us here today. Folks, for more details and to tap in to this service, visit headshots.com. Mr. Ledoux, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for your time, Eric. Take care.
And my pleasure anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. John Ledoux, the co-founder of headshots.com, which offers a simple way to get great headshots remotely with a personal touch. And for all the details, once again, it's headshots.com. EnterpriseRadio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.